dirt bike riding in the city sounds improbable. But these off-road motorcycles are very popular, especially among young black men in places like Baltimore. The bikes are often unregistered and technically illegal, and that can get some riders in trouble. NPR's Rosemary Misdery reports from Baltimore on a program that aims to channel enthusiasm for dirt biking into a learning and legal experience.
Along the train tracks, in an empty parking lot, a couple of young men unload two dirt bikes from the back of a small truck, a red Honda CR85 and a blue Yamaha YZ125. A line of helmets sits on the roof of a nearby car. One by one, they disappear as students reach up, grab one, and push it over their heads. Pretty quickly, they're ready to rip. Students are twisting throttles, popping wheelies with a knee on the seat, and riding with no hands.
It's like everything is gone. It's a stress reliever.
You get joy, you feel good about yourself, like you feel like you're doing something good.
Then once you get on your bike, you don't think about nothing else.
I feel free when I ride. My mind be clear.
Like I could be feeling down, and once I get on that Jeep bike, all that stress and sadness is gone.
That's Deron Harrell and Damon Ray Harrison and their instructor, Harold Tom. Riding dirt bikes is more than a passion for them. It's science. And early on a Saturday morning, they're doing more than just shredding and doing tricks in an empty parking lot. These students are learning engineering in a class designed by B360, a nonprofit that works with the city of Baltimore and the police to teach riding and mechanics using dirt bikes.
But like, if you're on a 90-degree angle, 9 times out of 10, when you straight up.
Yes, acute angle.
Oh, when you like 70 degrees, like that's like when you halfway off the ground.
Most people don't realize when dirt bike rides pop a wheelie, it's actually like a physics equation.
The idea was the vision of B360's founder, Brittany Young.
I always tell people I'm born, raised, and never leaving Baltimore.
Young says dirt bike riding is the sport lots of Baltimore residents grow up with, including her.
I can smell the gas. I can hear the engines revving. I can see the dirt bikes. And as a kid, I was watching the riders in the parks pot wheelies but fix bikes.
The origins of B360 go back to 2015 and the uprising that followed after Freddie Gray died while in Baltimore police custody. Young felt she had to do something, but there were other reasons too.
I also witnessed my youngest brother be incarcerated and tried as an adult for nonviolent offenses. And so I also became really adamant about wanting more solutions. And then that same year, the city created the Dirt Bike Police Task Force. So I wanted to, of course, make it more safe and agree we should, but did not believe we should just only police our ways out of it.
Young, who has an engineering science degree, realized that dirt bike riding could become a source of fellowship and a teaching tool for these young people.
Fixing and repairing your bikes is mechanical engineering, and then love of brotherhood, sisterhood, and all of that to build our program to what it is today.
About 7,000 students, young men and women, have been through B360 in the last 4 years. They don't just learn to do tricks on bikes. They also learn to code, operate a 3D printer, and build robots, sparking their interest in a career in science, engineering, and mathematics.
In the middle, it's a white, a red, and a green cog. And then I attach the wheels. And
that's eighth grader Ricardo James. He's showing off his palm-sized, solar-powered car he built with help from B360. But today he's also excited about popping his first aerial backflip. His father, Miguel, says the class has kept his son engaged during this extremely challenging year of remote learning.
He showed a lot more interest in this program than regular schoolwork. It has a little more hands-on training, a little more practical. And then they let you use imagination.
The program helps reduce incarceration rates. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott says B360 has been instrumental in decreasing dirt bike arrests by keeping riders off the street. It's also part of the state attorney's effort to divert young people away from the prison system. Michael Collins is the strategic policy and planning director.
I think it's a phenomenal program. I think they have great programs in terms of education and connecting people to jobs and training. They have a great ethos around keeping people off the streets as much as possible and showing people, you know, how to learn from their passion around dirt bikes.
He was like, all right, just slow down, let the clutch out on the first gear. I did, I was like, boom!
Today, the kids are telling war stories about trying to pull off moves like wheelies and knee knocking and something called the Superman.
Don't panic. Because once you panic, you're going, why that messing up me today?
Instructor Harold Toms has been riding since he was 7, when he says he ran into a fence on the first day. Now 35, he sees changes in the kids he works with here.
They're coming out early, man. They ready. That's cool. You know, when you get young guys that's getting up early on a Saturday morning, they come out and ride bikes. I think it's an opportunity for us as big brothers. You can have real conversations with them and talk about life. You know, when they see what you got going on and they see that you can be cool, you don't have to sell drugs, or you know, you don't have to weigh your pants down off your butt, because it's bigger than bikes.
Toms hopes he can make an impact on people like Jeremiah. We're not using his last name to protect his privacy. He's doing his first day of community service with B360 as part of a diversion program through the city of Baltimore and the police department.
I got caught on the bike, and I'm here to like drop my case, drop my charges and stuff.
You going back to the streets?
Nah, we're not going back to the streets. They finally giving us somewhere to ride. But I'm going to stay here. I'm staying here, yeah. I just want to work on bikes. I just like being around bikes. Just the excitement and the adrenaline, the, you know, everything about bikes. You can learn a lot from a bike.
It's late afternoon. Class continues with the resonating buzz of dirt bikes that does not throttle back. Taking turns, students cheer each other's stunts and take laps around the parking lot as the sun goes down. Rosemary Misdari, NPR News.